Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, June 16th, 2023. The Berlin Senate Department for Urban Development has published the new rent index, or Mietspiegel. It applies to 1.5 million apartments in the city, and RBB has prepared the answers to some frequently asked questions about it as follows. Starting with, what is the rent index, or the Mietspiegel? The Mietspiegel is an overview of the apartment rents charged in Berlin. And unlike statistics from real estate portals, the Mietspiegel is not a reflection of rental apartment prices charged on the market for new rentals. Instead, it provides a comprehensive look at the prices of the city's rented apartments. Rental apartments are categorized by year of construction, size, location, and amenities. For example, it can be determined that the last net rent paid for a 60 to 90 square meter rental apartment in a building built between 65 and 72 in a good residential location averaged €7.08 per square meter. And depending on the features of the apartment, there is a range around this value. Next, does the Mietspiegel apply to all rental apartments? It does not apply to all Berlin apartments, but it does apply to the vast majority of them, around 1.5 million. It does not include apartments whose rents are regulated by law. This applies above all to social housing, where rents cannot be freely negotiated on the housing market. And how is the Mietspiegel produced? It's published every 2 years by the Senate Department responsible for housing. Normally, at least 10,000 households and property owners are surveyed by a commissioned institute to determine the rents paid and charged. The law stipulates that only rents that have changed, that is, generally increased in the past 6 years, may be included. And all of this rent data are processed according to economic principles, so that at the end, there is talk of a, quote, qualified rent index. However, both the Mietspiegel for 2021 and 2023 had to be prepared in a different way. The reason for 2021 was the rent cap previously in force in Berlin and overturned by the Federal Constitutional Court. This rent cap de facto regulated all rents in Berlin, so that they should not have been included in their new rent index. This means that the rent data collected in 2019 was increased using the Consumer Price Index. A similar procedure now had to be chosen for the 2023 Mietspiegel, because there had been a legal dispute there. Although Berlin was awarded the case, it was unable to commission an institute to collect all the data in time, and this delayed its preparation. So a new qualified Mietspiegel is not due to be published until next year. Next, how is the Mietspiegel rent index applied? Tenants and landlords can use it to check whether a requested rent is reasonable in the event of an increase. And landlords may increase rents no more than once a year by a maximum of 15% within 3 years. In state-owned apartments, more extensive rent increase limits apply, and the Mietspiegel also serves as a benchmark for new rentals in conjunction with the rent break. And lastly, do landlords have to abide by it? If landlords want to increase a rent, they can justify the increase based on the Mietspiegel. According to the German Civil Code, they could also do this on the basis of at least 3 comparable apartments or by means of a specially prepared rent survey, but this would be more time-consuming. In recent years, the Berlin Mietspiegel has predominantly been accepted in courts as a means of determining the local comparative rent. Only in a few cases has it been called into question by judges. However, the Senate Department for Urban Development, Construction, and Housing emphasizes that it is regularly recognized in the second instance. On Wednesday afternoon, due to a cable fire, train services on the Berlin Ringbahn lines S41 and S42 were interrupted. And, as was communicated by a railroad spokesperson to RBB, it is expected to remain closed until early this evening between the Wedding and Beuselstrasse stations. The lines are operating with a frequency of one train every 10 minutes. And meanwhile, a replacement bus service has been set up to connect the two stations. According to Deutsche Bahn, the cause of the interruption is vandalism, resulting in a malfunction in the electronic signal box at the Wedding S-Bahn station, and the police are still investigating the incident. Customs officials have seized 200,000 ecstasy tablets worth around 1.6 million euros during a check on a train on the German-Dutch border. According to the main customs office in Osnabrück, the drugs were seized on Wednesday in an ETSI from Amsterdam to Berlin during a stop in Bad Bentheim. The tablets were found on a 29-year-old man who said he was on his way from Amsterdam to Berlin to visit friends, and customs officers discovered the ecstasy in two suitcases. The 29-year-old was temporarily arrested, and a magistrate issued a warrant for his arrest. The Senate aims to further promote the expansion of photovoltaic systems in Berlin. According to Economic Senator Franziska Giffey, there has been exponential growth in both the number of installations and the installed capacity, and also mentioned a high demand for solar plus subsidies. The state-owned investment bank IBB reported a total of 6,000 applications for the Solar Plus program, with more than 2,800 applications specifically for balcony solar modules, of which 1,900 have already been approved. In addition to promoting solar panels on balconies, the Senate plans to extend the subsidy program to include solar installations in allotment gardens starting in autumn. There are approximately 71,000 of these Kleingarten plots that could potentially be eligible for state-funded photovoltaic installations. However, the senator dismissed calls from property owner associations to relax the solar power requirement for large roof renovations on existing buildings, and stated that there are no plans to abolish this regulation as it's crucial for achieving the state's climate and energy goals. The aim is for 25% of Berlin's electricity to come from solar installations by 2035. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.